Welcome back. Today we're doing a very specific drum and bass mission. Getting snare presence without harshness, using only Ableton stock devices. No third-party magic, just a repeatable workflow you can drop into basically any roller, jungle-ish tune, or heavy halftime adjacent DNB. Because in this genre, the snare is the face of the groove. It's the thing your listener locks onto. But the trap is obvious. You push presence and suddenly you've built a 3 to 6K pain spike that feels brittle, fizzy, and exhausting. So the theme today is, make it forward, make it readable on small speakers, but keep it smooth enough that you can listen loud without wincing. By the end, you'll have two things, a clean snare processing chain on the main snare track, and a parallel presence return that lets you add excitement without carving your ears off. We'll also add short room return, and talk about a few arrangement automation moves that create impact without just making everything brighter. Alright, step 0, the most underrated step, pick the right snare. Presence starts at the source. If the snare completely disappears the moment the bass comes in, you're going to over-EQ and over-compress later, and that's where harshness is born. So do a quick reality check. Solo your snare with the bass playing. If you can still identify the snare's character, you're good. If it vanishes, consider swapping the sample or layering before you start fixing with processing. Quick 5 notes. A tight roller snare often has body around roughly 180 to 220 Hz, and a controlled crack around 2 to 4K. A jungle-style snare can be brighter and more papery, sometimes with an acoustic feel. Those often need different mid-controls so they don't shout. Now step 1. Gain stage and set a reference balance. Before you touch any processing, pull the snare's clip gain or track gain down so you've got sane peaks. A decent rough target is snare peaks around -10 to -6 dBFS on the channel meter. It's not a rule. It's a safety rail. Then do a quick rough balance with kick, bass, and tops. In DNB, the snare is often a touch louder than you think, but it must not be spiky. That's the difference. Loud is fine. Sharp is not. Teacher note here, harshness problems often show up because you're mixing too hot and you're constantly fighting the master headroom. If your mix is already pinned, every presence move turns into brittle loudness instead of clarity. Step 2. Clean EQ with EQ8, but in a way that avoids harshness. Put EQ8 first on the snare. We're going to clean, shape, and only gently enhance. Start with a high pass filter. Try 24 dB per octave somewhere around 90 to 130 Hz. If your snare is huge and you want that weight, you can go lower. If the kick and bass are doing the weight, you can go higher. The goal is simple. Remove rumble and keep your low end intentional. Next, body control if needed. If it's too thick or fighting the kick and bass, try a gentle bell around 180 to 250 Hz, -1 to -3 dB, with a Q around 1.2. Don't do this automatically, only if it's actually stepping on the low end. Now the classic cardboard zone, often around 400 to 700 Hz. Try a bell cut, maybe -1 to -4 dB, Q around 1.5. This is where the snare can sound boxy, and clearing a bit here can make it feel closer without adding any harsh treble. Now presence. Here's the key. Presence without pain usually lives more safely around 2 to 3.5K, not by brute forcing 6 to 8K. So try a wide, gentle bell around 2 to 3.5K, plus 0.5 to plus 2 dB, Q around 0.7. That's your readability boost. Then harshness control. A narrower bell somewhere around 4.5 to 7K, -1 to -5 dB, Q maybe 2 to 4. Sweep it while the full beat plays. Not just in solo, because in solo you'll overdo it, then you put the hats back and suddenly the snare feels dull and you start boosting again. Context is everything. Optional, if you truly need air, a high shelf around 9 to 12K, plus 0 to plus 2 dB, but only if your tops aren't already doing that job. In drum and bass, the hats and rides often own the air region. If you try to make the snare own it too, you get fatigue. DNB rule to remember, a snare cuts more from 2 to 4K plus transient shape than from jacking 6 to 8K. Quick expansion coach trick, if the snare feels dull but boosting highs gets nasty fast, do a tilt-like move instead. Cut a tiny bit of top with a high shelf, like -0.5 to -2 dB above 8 to 10K, then lift a wide bell around 2 to 3.5K. It can read as clearer while actually reducing scratch. Step 3. And thickness and punch with drum bus. Put drum bus after EQ8. For a tight DNB snare, start with drive around 5 to 15%. Watch the output. Don't just get louder and call it better. Add crunch around 10 to 25%. This creates upper harmonics, but it tends to feel more material than a simple treble boost. Now the secret control. Damp. Set damp around 5 to 20% to soften brittle highs after you add crunch. Drum bus is great, because you can push the character, then calm the edge without chasing microscopic EQ notches. Boom is usually off for modern DNB snares. If you do use it, keep it subtle, maybe 10 to 20%, and set frequency around 180 to 220 Hz. But be careful, that can blur the kick and bass relationship fast. And then transient. This is a big one for presence without harshness. Try plus 5 to plus 20. This brings the hit forward without you needing to boost painful frequencies. You're listening for the snare feeling closer, more 3D, more confident, without a new razor edge. Step 4. Saturator for harmonic presence and soft clipping. Add saturator next. Turn soft clip on. Use drive somewhere around 1 to 6 dB, and then pull the output down to level match. Level matching is not optional. If it's only better because it's louder, you're not improving presence, you're just turning up. For curve type, try analog clip or soft sign. Those often feel smoother on snares. Why this works? Saturation generates harmonics that translate on phones and laptop speakers, and soft clipping catches transient overshoot so the snare doesn't randomly stab you when one hit is a little harder. Step 5. Consistency with glue compressor or compressor. If your snare hits vary, or you've got ghosts, layers, different samples, you want controlled dynamics. But be careful. If your snare is harsh, do not slam it with a super fast attack. Fast attack can blunt the transient, then you compensate by boosting highs. And that's the cycle of pain. Option A, glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient still pops. Release on auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Adjust threshold to get about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. Keep makeup off and level match manually. Option B, regular compressor for more surgical control. Attack 5 to 10 ms. Release 50 to 120 ms. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Aim for about 2 to 4 dB reduction if it's pokey. Now, before we build the parallel chain, here's a super practical expansion check. Find the real offender fast. Sometimes the harshness you're blaming on the snare is actually hats, rides, or a top loop. So put a Q8 on the entire drum group. Click the little headphone icon to audition a band. Set it around 5 to 8K and sweep. If dice pick is mostly hats, fix hats first. A tiny dip or a 1 dB level move on the hat bus can magically make the snare feel better with zero extra snare processing. Presence is often just hierarchy. Okay. Step 6. The secret weapon. Parallel snare presence return. Instead of boosting harsh bands on the main snare, we'll create presence in parallel and blend it in. Create a return track and name it snare presence. On that return, build this chain. First, EQ8. High pass at 200 to 300 Hz. We don't need a low body in this return. The dry snare already has it. Then boost 2.5 to 4K by about plus 2 to plus 5 dB with a wide Q, around 0.7. If it gets scratchy, dip 5 to 7K by minus 1 to minus 3 dB. Optional, a gentle high shelf around 9 to 10K plus 1 or 2 dB, but only if needed. Second, saturator, soft clip on, drive 3 to 8 dB. This is parallel, so you can go harder than you would on the main track. Third, multiband dynamics. This is your harshness insurance. Set it so the high band compresses a little when it gets edgy. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 4 dB of compression only when it spikes. Mid stay more open. If you're not sure where to start, load a de-esser style preset and tweak from there. The point is not to kill highs, it's to keep them from jumping out unpredictably. Fourth, utility. Set width to something like 0 to 50%. Keep this presence layer mostly mono so the snare stays stable and punchy in mono playback. Clubs, phones, all of it. Then set utility gain so the return itself isn't blasting. Now, send the snare to this return. Start around minus 18 to minus 8 dB send level. Then blend by ear. The goal is specific. At low listening volume, the snare should stay readable and exciting. At high listening volume, it should not turn into a razor blade. Step 7. Add room without washing it out. Create another return track called snare room. Add hybrid reverb, or regular reverb if that's what you have. Choose a short room or ambience. Decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, so the dry transient stays clean and the room comes after. High cut around 6 to 10k to remove fizzy tails. After the reverb, add EQ8. High pass 200 to 400 Hz. And if the reverb is competing with the dry snap, dip a bit around 2 to 4K. Send lightly. Often -25 to -15 dB is plenty. You want depth, not hey listen, reverb. Step 8, arrangement and micro-automation, because presence isn't just EQ. If everything is equally bright all the time, nothing sounds present. Contrast creates presence. Here are a few moves that work really well in DNB. In the bar before the drop, automate the snare presence and down slightly. Then pop it back at the drop. That makes the drop feel like the snare moved closer without permanently brightening the whole tune. Every 16 bars, if you add a quick snare fill, pull the presence send down on the fill so it doesn't shred ears. Then let the main backbeat come back with the presence layer. Ghost notes, keep them less bright and usually drier than the main 2 and 4. If the ghosts share the same presence hype as the main hit, the track becomes constantly harsh because there's no rest. Good automation targets are the return send level first, drum bus transient for tiny energy bumps, and very small EQ moves like half a dB if you absolutely need it. Expansion arrangement upgrade. Automate presence based on density, not bars. When rides and open hats enter, pull the presence send down a touch. When the tops tighten back up, push it back. That keeps excitement without building fatigue. Step 9. Check in context. Do a mono check. Put utility on the master and set width to 0 temporarily. Your snare should still read clearly. If it disappears, your presence layer might be too wide, or you're relying on stereo trickery instead of solid mid-range. Do a low volume check. If the snare vanishes when quiet, add a touch more parallel presence, or a bit more transient, instead of boosting 6 to 8K on the main. And check hat conflict. If hats are super bright, your snare might not need more top end. It might need more transient shape or a clearer 2 to 3K identity. Sometimes the correct move is a tiny dip on the hats, not a boost on the snare. Now a quick list of common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that waste hours. Boosting 6 to 8K on the main snare until it hurts. That's edge, not controlled presence. Overcompressing with fast attack, killing the snap, then compensating with harsh EQ. Too much reverb tail at 174 BPM, smearing the groove. Ignoring the bass relationship. If the bass is eating your midrange, your snare will never cut cleanly, making the presence layer wide, which can get facey and unpleasant in mono. This audio version is shortened for playback.